To my brothers and sisters living across Mother Earth, and all those who have been here who have denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual, the truth that lies within our hearts, we are all related, all my relations. Thank you so much for your work.
That's Sharon Oxendine leading First Nations Blessing that kicked off Asheville's People's Climate Rally this past weekend. Hundreds of people attended the local rally in solidarity with the National People's Climate March held in Washington, D.C. The event was organized to bring continued awareness to the threat of climate change. The planning of the local sister march and rally was headed by the Asheville chapter of Indivisible, a grassroots movement that formed after the last presidential election. International Climate Solutions Group 350.org co-hosted the local event. As the crowd assembled near PAC Square, I spoke with some of the event coordinators.
My name's Ula Reeves, and I am just a volunteer with Indivisible Asheville. And we decided, we saw that nobody had started a sister march yet for Asheville, so we decided to take that on. We are sidewalk marching on three different routes. They're about a mile long, and we will be chanting and holding up our signs all along the routes, and then we will end at the block off Biltmore for community and some open mic to hear from local environmental organizations. These gatherings are important displays of democracy. We are using our free speech rights to let our voices be heard and let folks in the world know. I mean, we are part of the national climate, people's climate movement today. The big march is happening in D.C. But, you know, this is an important community gathering, but people really have to stay active. They have to stay involved. They have to stay in touch with their decision makers, both in D.C. and in Raleigh. It can be disheartening right now, but we have to stay engaged.
Melissa Engler. I am one of the organizers along with Michael Wackerly and Ula Reeves, and we just kind of became a team through the Indivisible group here in Asheville. Just kind of happened into the same group that was concerned about the climate and clean air, and here we are. We organized a march along with our wonderful team and a lot of excellent volunteers, and we just hope it's a great event and people are happy and that we get the word out that climate change is absolutely real. And it's something that needs our attention immediately. I want to see people get involved. I want to see people not just march, but also join some of the great organizations that we have here. And just, I mean, really take it seriously, like now.
Chair of Buncombe County Commission and one of the speakers at the rally, Brownie Newman, shared some of his thoughts on why he was participating in the rally.
Well, I was glad to see that we're holding a rally here in Asheville to bring attention to the need for strong leadership to protect our climate and provide leadership for clean energy and to push back against the terrible decisions that are being made by the Trump administration, who has appointed climate deniers to run the Environmental Protection Agency and many similar actions. So we're part of actions being taken around the country to fight for clean energy. Well, I think we're fortunate that we're in a community where there's really strong support for clean energy. So there are a lot of things we're trying to do at the local level to advance clean energy. The city and the county have both committed to at least an 80% reduction in carbon emissions in our community. And we've got a series of actions that have already taken us strong steps towards that goal, but others need to be taken. And we need the community to help advocate for leadership at the local level to take these steps as well.
Before marchers took to the sidewalks, Master of Ceremonies Drew Jones of Climate Interactive led the crowd in some chants and introduced a half dozen or so other speakers who gave their perspectives on the climate change issue.
We have a brave leader in this community from Creation Care Alliance and from the Cathedral of All Souls, the Reverend Thomas Murphy. Please welcome him.
Y'all are in big trouble because you gave a minister a microphone and a crowd. I have a question. Do you feel like your voice is being heard?
No.
Do you feel like it's being heard in Raleigh?
No.
Do you feel like it's being heard in Washington?
No.
Well, neither did I, so I went with the Citizens Climate Lobby down to meet my representative, Patrick McHenry. And we went there to talk about a carbon tax. And as I was leaving, he asked a very simple question. He said, Thomas, who's going to pay for the carbon tax? And I looked at him and have an answer. Our kids. Because carbon costs our kids. Say it now. Carbon costs our kids. Carbon costs our kids. Carbon costs our kids.
All right, folks. We have two very brave young women who are going to come up and talk to you next. They're eighth graders. Give it up for Helena and Cleo. Here they are.
So before this year, I didn't really fully understand what climate change was. But, I mean, I could infer from the way that people said global warming that it wasn't something that made them happy or content about the prospects for our planet. It made me kind of mad that no one had told me about this in the 14 years that I've been on this planet. And, like, they didn't care or they thought I couldn't handle it, but obviously that's not true.
So we're here because kids can do so much to help this problem. Climate change can no longer be something that we hope the next generation will solve. It can't be something that we can delay action on. Yeah. It's too late to wait till we are adults to get involved.
Yeah. All right, Asheville, it is time to take it to the sidewalks.
The assembled crowd broke off into three separate groups, each taking a different route as they marched around the city. I spoke with some of the marchers as we walked.
What's your name?
Mike Palugi.
Why was it important for you to come on out here today and join this march?
Because it scares me, but people actually don't believe in what's going on, and it's kind of important. I have children, and the future is theirs, so we're here just trying to, you know, raise some awareness and, you know, hopefully change some minds. Sadly.
Kim Thompson.
Kim, where are you from?
Waynesville, North Carolina.
Why was it important for you to come out here today in March?
Climate change is the biggest issue facing this world. Without an Earth that's clean and cool, we're not going to survive.
What prompted you to come on out and get involved?
Number 45, sitting in that White House right now. Hopefully it's short term.
My name is Phil Bostrom. I live in Mills River. I grew up in Minnesota, and the change in climate is more obvious there. When we moved from Minnesota in 1988 till now, in the fall, the leaves change a month earlier than they used to. I remember the marches from the late 60s, early 70s, when I was in college and later. And I think we're kind of back in that era where the people have to stand up. Change has always come this way. Women got the right to vote because of massive demonstrations. You know, civil rights came about. And this is what needs to happen now.
Gabriela Paluda-Jones, Weaverville. The current administration simply does not care about the environment. All they care is about business. His business cronies to make money, and he doesn't give that care about the people. And he talks about creating jobs. He creates jobs by cutting regulations, and cutting those regulations will mean that there's no safety for the workers.
David Jones.
And you are from?
Well, actually originally from Utah. Oh, I've actually been working for the government and a contractor for a long time on the other side, so it's good to get away from that and get retired and start doing this.
Claude Saluda, we have to fight. We have to fight for what we want. And sitting on the side watching, this is not football. That's politics. You either do politics or politics do you. It's got to start at the local level. Everybody got to get involved. Every single person. Family. We all have family. We all have friends. And those are the ones we need to start with. And then, you know, spread it out from there. And then be part of a group. Just join. Join groups that got the same, with the same vision. And elect local people that support those views. And are ready to do something about them. And got the courage to do something about them.
Dale Stratford, Asheville. I think one of the main things that we have to do in this country in particular is to get our national Congress to pass legislation. There are 19 Republicans in addition to 19 Democrats have joined together in the Climate Solutions Caucus in the House. And they're all for recognizing the reality of climate change and recognizing that humans have a major impact on the climate in that way, and that we as a nation should do something about it and Congress should take steps.
My name is Edward.
I'm Erica.
Where are you guys from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
We actually are expecting a kid in 5 months, so you know everything just takes on a whole new importance now.
Yeah, it's what kind of world are we going to leave our boy or girl? Yeah, so we want to affect change now, and the political climate is not as good as we... It's not very good right now, so we need to get out in the streets.
And there are always kind of things that, at least in the Obama administration, were sort of in the background, and I felt comfortable that our politicians were taking care of for us. But, you know, ever since this new administration came on, we feel we actually have to really get out and do something about it now.
For Asheville FM NewsHour, this is Doug Klesch.